Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, girls. This is Rachel for every one of you to be one of the Lord this morning. For every one of you out alive in the chat room, live by phone, archives of the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. I am eternally thankful and grateful to the Lord for every one of you. I live in chat room, live by phone, archives of the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you, or indeed our continued prayer. Let's turn our hearts to the throne for what we thank you on this morning. We bless you, we glorify you, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, of omission and commission. We ask you to wash us in your blood, wash us in your word, wash our minds. Place upon us the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Keep our ways with the belt of truth, and our feet with the glorious gospel, and our hands with the sword, which is the word of God. Father, we cancel down every assignment of the wicked one, who do not want the ordained future that you have ordained for us to come to pass. We cancel out his wicked assignment and every wicked word that was spoken over us by his human agents. Father, we cancel out every mobbing demon, the group of demons that's been gathering around your people. Father, I thank you that you're teaching me that if something happens to me, it's happening to someone else. So, Father, those of us who pride ourselves being attacked and harassed by the wicked one exceedingly, we ask you to shut it down by the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. You promise us that you will never leave us, fail us, or forsake us. And we thank you that you're not a man, that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that should repent. Have you not spoken it, and have you not said it, and shall you not make it good? As you was with the children of Israel, as they began to cross the Red Sea, and the enemy hounded their heels, hounded them, but you stopped it. Thank you, Lord, that you, even now, we decree and declare that you have stopped the harassing, hounding of Satan and his human agents, hounding our heels and hounding our footsteps. The word said, touch not mine anointed, do my prophet no harm. That which you meant, that which you said, that which you said, that which you meant. Father, we give you praise, the glory, that you're not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you should repent. Father, we know that we can trust you. We will trust you. We will trust you. We will trust you. We believe you. We believe the true and the living God. You promised us that he was ours. You promised us that I was there. So as we lay our hands on our chest, we make agreement with you that we will not be moved by what we see, hear, smell, or taste. We will trust your word, for your word, you stand by your word. Hallelujah, for you are your word. And the word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. The same that was in the beginning was God. It's that same word that became flesh and died for us. And the darkness could not comprehend it, so we decree and declare that that same word is alive and active in every area of our lives. And the wicked that try to invade our lives is pushed out, killed, because of the light of the word of God that shines bright in our lives forever. We are that light that will not be hid. We are not ashamed of the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed of what you have called and charged us to be. We are not ashamed for your words. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Let no witch, no wizard, no warlock, none of the evil charms and none of their evil practices and evil routines. We will not use every breath focusing on the powers of darkness, knowing that you have defeated the kingdom of darkness. You told us to resist the devil and he will flee, so we resist the devil right now and forever. We make a committed choice to follow you, Jesus, all the days of this infamous sojourn. We choose to worship you. We choose to magnify you. We choose to glorify you in spirit and in truth and in honesty and in sincerity and in pureness. You said, let the wheat and the tare grow together for everybody to say, Lord, Lord, but I hear it. Now I see why. And then you told us, don't think it's strange because Satan's preachers, they manifest themselves that they're like, wow, the Apostle Paul really saw something. That you did not allow him to pen. Even all the things that you did while you was on the earth had not been penned, for you would have blown our minds. But we thank you that we have you, and you reveal it unto us as we mature and grow. Just like an earthly pair. Oh, they can handle that now, so we'll add a little bit more. Oh, if they can handle that now, we'll add a little bit more. So it is with you. When you see that we're mature enough that we can handle certain knowledge that you have given unto us. Even your word says unto us in John, you don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will. So many of us, we're going through in life, and you don't understand why you're going through this pressure, and why you're going through this stress, and why it seems as though you've been picked out to be picked on. I'm here as a witness that Job felt the same way. Job felt as though he had been abandoned. If you're going to do anything in the kingdom of God, and it be established, you will go through this pathway. No, you put hands about it. You can't go around it. How can you say that, preacher, and say it was the disabling himself went through it? But see, we look at him because see, he's the first and he's the last. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He went before us to set the example that we too are going to go that way. He said the servant is not greater than his Lord. So what is he saying? He's saying that if I, the master, went through all of this, went through the attack, went through being hounded and hunted down, went through being hunted down, that's not a good feeling, my sister. You know you in your right mind. You know exactly what you're seeing and what you're saying, because the Holy Ghost is still talking to you and God and you're protecting you, but yet the human agents of Satan with their wicked plots want you to believe, want you to think that you're crazy. No, 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 no. They the ones that are crazy. And I want to tell you that as God's mouthpiece ordained before the foundation of the world, his workmanship that he created in his image and after his likeness. He said, watch me work. I am time. Don't fear, don't fret. I'm with you. I'm for you. And if I be for you, who can be against you? For we are more than conquerors through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you ask in prayer like we're doing now, don't pray amiss. Therefore, we have a high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. He understands how you feel. He understands when you're agitated. He understands when your faith is not up to par, but yet your faith is up to par. I just said something right there. Being hounded and harassed by Satan and his human agents. See that? Harassing, trying to follow you around, trying to know your footsteps and your moves and your bones and your coming in your house, and you talking to your heavenly Father. Oh, but I hear the word of the Lord says that as he shut down and destroyed Pharaoh, so he will destroy all them who have arrayed themselves to come against you, to hound your heels and your footsteps. Woe be unto them and their wicked devices and their plots and their traps and their snares. God shall not be mocked. I say it again. If you live in a committed life before the Lord Jesus Christ and doing what he say do, and then some filthy demon try to come and root that what God told you to do, sit back and rest and watch God move for you. Because his word says, suffer not a sorcerer or a witch or a wizard or a warlock or a necromancer or any human agents of Satan to live, just like he got rid of that wicked Jezebel. And he got rid of that wicked Micaiah. God always get rid of the enemies of his children. Like he shut up that layman. Just like he told that wicked Laban, don't say nothing to him. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. In other words, if I want you to know something, I tell it. And God said that today. So many just overstep their boundaries. Oh, wicked demons, oh, bold devil. Think they something. And they ain't doo-doo on a stick. But the evil shenanigans that they've been pulling over your life, God said, it is over. Many of you, you've been in battles that you hadn't said nothing about to nobody because you didn't want to be seen as though you were crazy. But your little soul been crying out for help, crying out to Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that God has heard your prayer. He sent me along. Because I'm encouraging myself. Father, I cry out. Oh, my sisters and brothers are going through silently. And they know they're going through it. But it's nobody in their life that they believe that would understand. So they suffer by themselves and they know they ain't going crazy. They know they see these wicked evil change into other humans. And every time they leave out of their house, there they are. Put an incantation over the sky to make it seem as though they stay in somebody's house. They don't stay there. It's witchcraft. It's divination. It's sorcery that you hate, and you hate it all because all of my workers are from the devil. But I'm here as God's mouthpiece crying in the wilderness. I'm here to tell you, please don't give up on God. He is right there with you in the midst of that wickedness. And he said, woe be unto them who practice wicked devices and then with more to come, want to put it to pass. But God said he's going to send them a rumor, send them a blast of his nostrils, that he will shut it down. We give you praise and glory this morning. We ask you to anoint our lips, claim them. Ask you to allow them to let your decree to go forth. We ask you to shut down the plots of the wicked of the enemy. We give you glory that we have the victory, because here we are this morning, praising you, giving you glory. What a wonderful Savior you are. We may not like the process. We may not like the way it feels. We may not like the way it looks. So we may not like the way it feels. We don't like the way it feels. We don't like the way it feels. We don't like the way it feels. But we will take the scripture of Hebrews, which says, you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you will be. They desire to pin, but since the devil is around, they can't even write to you like they need. But Father, I can endure it. Father, look on those saints. Heal their bodies, heal their minds. Thank you for our beautiful relationships, Father. It was ordained of you before the foundation of the world, and it will manifest and materialize today. We cover our boys and our roots with the blood of Jesus. That's what we won't believe to the world. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you praise and glory. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Those of you who have your Bible, turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 31, verse 7. listen. Look at God fix this thing. Those of you in your prayer time, read Ezekiel chapter 11, and it says, "Oh, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me unto the east gate." Isn't that what Jesus said? And the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus to the wilderness, amen, for 40 days, which looked eastward, and behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jaazaniah, the son of Azor, and Baladiah, the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Now, the Lord will not have us to be ignorant. When He tells us to love our enemies, don't mean that we are to be ignorant as to who they are. See, that's how Satan been tripping up the children of God, using our ignorance. How well do I know? But Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to come. Cover the people of God with your blood. We will not be ignorant concerning Satan's devices, that he will no longer get an advantage of us. How does Satan get an advantage of us? Your ignorance, you not knowing your impact on someone's life, your good impact on someone's life. If Satan fighting you hard to keep you from being with somebody, that's the one you should be with, and God has ordained it. And so when God has brought you two together, that means He has already supplied the needs, the means, the way it's going to take place. Your job is to obey God and to do as He's saying, to hold on to faith. And if you have been so blessed that you all are able to communicate, whether it just be you for this season, but look at the other person. The other person is communicating too. They hear what you're saying, they're listening. But if they're not able to communicate with you the way you are, just hold on, they will. God is moving on your behalf. Thank you, Lord. I needed to hear that. God is moving on your behalf. Because God completes that where He starts. I say it again. Anything that God starts, He will complete it. Why? Because you and your boys and you and your group were meant to be together. I don't know why the Lord still had me on that. Somebody is scheduled to be married. And Satan is fighting every way he can, but he's already defeated. He's a liar, and we command him out of our boys and our group ears. We shut him down and we command him back to the pit of hell. And we take our rightful place. Hallelujah. And he shall manifest and come to pass. No more delays. We kick you out of our lives and our present and future. We take the foot of the Holy Ghost. And we plead the blood of Jesus, and we deaf the ears and blind eyes of every witch, wizard, warlock, and human agents of Satan and this wicked. The human agents. And the demons that's eavesdropping. Shut it down. For what God has put together, let no man put asunder. You must understand that many who are together, God in their name. Okay, here we go. I will boldly say it. There's many that's going around saying that God does not sanction divorce. Oh, but yes, He does. He divorced Saul. But yet He says, I have not divorced Israel. God does what He wants to do, how He wants to do it, when He wants to do it. He says, Samuel, what you crying over that for? I've already rejected it. Why does they want, when I say they, I mean the so-called quote-unquote church, they look down more harsh on somebody getting divorced, which is needed. Sometimes you have to have a divorce in order to survive for your well-being. There's so many people that are in the grave because they listen to this lie. That only if they just would have left, they'd have still been alive. But they stayed there and they were killed. The Lord in His wisdom told them to leave. But because of the pain of man, they stayed there, and many are dead. That's including husbands. There's just as many women, evil women, out there, just as bad as they evil men. Many times, Satan put his person there to keep whom God has ordained for you to be married, not to be married. I don't know why God keep having me on marriage. Anybody that know me know that I'm not too particular about it, but when God has ordained a season for your life, and you have told Him, "Here I am, Lord, use me, send me wherever you need me to go." Some of you, that's what your blessing is, that you've been asking and praying to God about. Your blessing is tied up in your Boaz. Your blessing is tied up in your roof. And there's nothing wrong with it. Why? Because God sanctioned heavenly Holy Ghost filled sanctioned marriage of God that He ordained, not man. Yeah, you say, yeah, you feel the Holy Ghost. Yes, you live in the light, but that don't mean that you are the one that He has ordained. That's why it's good to go on a fast, good to go in prayer. But a lot of times, when you are for someone, you are the one that God has for someone. The Lord has already conditioned another person. So when you show up on the scene, they're already ready. What I'm saying, you may not understand it at first, when you first enter a certain situation. Because when you first enter, it looks chaotic. But you just stay right there. Father, I ask you to give us the spirit of a finisher. Many of us have never finished anything in our lives. Because every time we start something, the better ourselves, something happens to stop it. But I command that devil and those human agents, I ask you, Lord, to eradicate that from the root. We will complete what you tell us to do. Nothing too hard for you. And so, here we are already at the 10th day of the month of June. Father, we thank you that 10 is grace doubled. Many of us this week, we have been harassed and hounded by Satan and the human agents. We decree that they will never come near us again. They will never have access to us like they did this week. That is gone. Father, I ask you to look on your sons and your daughters. Bless them abundantly. That whom they are supposed to be married to. And if the other happened to be married, remove that other out of the way. In Jesus' name. You have many ways of removing. So that your will can truly be done on the earth. Many can't do what they have been called to do because they are not with the right person. And until they're with the right person, they'll do a little bit, but it won't be what you have truly. So I pray for courage to leave, courage to walk into their destiny that you ordained, into their purpose, into their assignment. Lord, you said that you would not have anyone to be an eunuch. So I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So, Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. Verse 2 says, "Then said unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in the city. God is not going to have you ignorant concerning the vices of freedom. He's not going to have you ignorant against the person who you are close to God. He's going to reveal to you. So, Father, I pray that you will continue to breathe life on our eyes, life in our ears, life in our tongues, that we'll see you. You only thank you for sharpening our spirit of discernment that we can be able to recognize. Now, Father, we ask you to completely open our eyes, and we thank you that it's done. Now, this prayer that I just prayed, I've been praying a long time, and wow, that's all I'm going to say. And therefore, pray against you. O Son of Man, therefore prophesy against you. Prophesy. And say the Lord, fill upon me and say unto me, speak thus, say the Lord. Therefore, prophesy against them. Prophesy, O Son of Man. Use your mouth and prophesy against the wicked. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak thus, said the Lord. Thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Ye have multiplied your slain in this city, and ye have filled the streets thereof with the slain. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, your slain whom ye have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron. But I will bring you forth out of the midst of it. Ye have feared the sword. I will bring a sword upon you, saith the Lord God. And I will bring you out of the midst thereof and deliver you into the hands of strangers and will execute judgment among you. Ye shall fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. This city shall not be your cauldron, neither shall ye be the flesh in the midst thereof. But I will judge you in the border of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, for ye have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen that are round about you. You live holy regardless. You do what God say do regardless. What did he say? By this they'll know you love me, that you are of me, my love. Forgive them. And move on, shake the dust on your feet. Psalm 37, not that simple, because the evildoer needs to be thy enemy, to get the wicked of iniquity, they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. I have seen the wicked spread himself as a bay tree, and when I looked, they were gone. They were hewn down. They were nowhere to be found. They were off the earth. Why? Because God sits in his hill and he laughs at them for coming at you. You you think God takes it lightly when something comes against his daughter or son? No. Look at Esther. Esther didn't know what was going on, and I'm quite sure she was looking at the enemy every day. He worked in the house. He worked in the palace. Don't they know how to work double? I call them double agents of Satan. Remember that picture, 007? Mm. Smile on your face and as they smile and they send you in evil incantations. They taking your ignorance and using it against you. That's how many got killed. Because they carry a book bag. Revealing unto us that you indeed are for us, and you know all the plots and the plans of the wicked, and you have destroyed it. Listen to verse 13. And it came to pass when I prophesied that Pithahlah the son of Benaiah died. Then fell I down upon my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Lord God, will I make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, thy brethren, and even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel, holy are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get you far from the Lord. Unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, though I have cast them far off among the heathen, although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall go. What you say? Wow, that's amazing. That sounds like what happened in the day. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people, and assemble you out of the countries. Thank you, Jesus, where ye have chosen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And all the abominations and detestable things thereof, I shall take it away from you. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. Thank you, Jesus. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. Sound like Jeremiah, but it is Ezekiel. That they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord God. Is this not wonderful? Those of us who have been hounded by the kingdom of darkness, this is your word of encouragement, I tell you. This is my word of encouragement. Verse 21. He said, But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations. And when you look up detestable things and abominations, the Lord is speaking of those who work witchcraft, voodoo. I will recompense their way upon their own heads. That sounds to hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I command the walls that have been built up around our lives and around us. We command it to die and to dry up in Jesus' name. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit in them. Say the Lord God, that they will walk on my statutes, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. But as unto them who do wrong and do dirty, I will destroy them myself. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. And afterwards, the Spirit of God took me up. So, Father, we cancel out all blockages, all in Jesus' name. I am the Lord your God, and it shall come to pass. Glory to O Lord, do I put my trust? Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. For you are my rock, my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For you are my strength. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Know that this is your day of victory, and that the plan that the wicked human agents of Satan have planned for you will not work. Love you.